במדבר, תשע"ז. אוקיי. זה וידבר השם על משה ועל אהרן לאמור, איש על דגלו באוסוס לבית אבוסם יחנו בני ישראל מנגד סביב אוהל מועד יחנו. So we've done this topic before. I think it's a little bit different this time, maybe. We're talking about the encampments. Ish al diglo. Let's assume diglo is what he called his flag. Ba'osos, right? With signs, whatever that means. The base of some, according to the houses of their fathers, the shvatim, based upon the fathers. Yachanu bnei Israel, they'll encamp mineged saviv. The oil moed yachanu. That also is because it's a mouthful. What does it mean? Neged saviv, right? The oil moed yachanu. So that's Perek Beis.
It's the first
pasuk in Perek Beis. Rashi says, "Minegid mil, distance of mil, and what do you call it? Saviva olmoid, surrounding the olmoid. Okay, distance of a mil.
You have shlishi on yours?
Yeah, shlishi. Okay, let's deal with the osos." So Rashi says, "Ba'osos kol degel yelo os mapat zvua tluya bo tzivo shel ze lo ki tzivo shel ze." Each degel, each flag, as it were, had an os, right? Had a symbol on it. What was the symbol? A mapat zvua, a colored flag. Right? Rashi doesn't talk about pictures on it. He's talking about the color. The color of one flag was not the same as the color of the next flag. So each one had a degel, right? A degel, a flag. The flag's color was the same color as the stone that appeared upon the choshen. Through this, each person would recognize where his encampment was, because he saw his flag from a distance. The flag was the same color as the color of his stone upon the Choshen, and that's the way he knew where to go. Davar Acher. Davar. Davar Acher, another Pirish. Yeah, but Osos Leves Avosam.
Not Rashi or that?
Yeah, it's still Rashi. You see the Rashi there? Here we go. Right? Two Pirish, Davar Acher, in the middle line, it says Davar Acher. But Osos Leves Avosam, but Os Shemosel Yaakov Avihem. Keshe Nas. The os, the symbol, right? What is the os referring to? In other words, it's not referring to the coloring of the flag. The os is referring to the way they were encamped was the same way that they were encamped, the same way that they were configured when they carried Yaakov's body back from Mitzrayim, back to Eretz Israel to bury him. You hear? In other words, what does the os mean? What's the symbol? So the first parish of Rashi says the os is talking about the flag. The flag has got a certain color. It's got a certain color. Which color? It's got the color of their stone upon the choshen. And then that way they knew where their place was, because they saw the flag from a distance, and that's where their encampment is. Right? Each shevet has a different flag with a different color, because each had a different stone on the choshen. The second Pshat Rashi says that what the osos that's being spoken about over here, right? The osos is not talking about the flag per se. It's talking about the configuration, right, of the Jewish people, around the Mishkan. In other words, to the east, being Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun, etc., and so too at all four encampments. That was the same configuration, that they marched in when they carried Yaakov's body back from Mitzrayim to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. The Shvatim, in other words, the sons of Yaakov. Well, sons of Yaakov. Yeah, the sons of Yaakov, when they carried his body back from Mitzrayim to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So that was the configuration they had with Yehuda, what he called Yisachar, Zvul, what he called to the east, etc., and all the other ones, you know, appropriately. So there's two Pirushim in the Osos. Is the Osos going on what the color of the flag is? That's the Os, that's the symbol there. Whereas the symbolism that's being spoken about over here is that the organization, the configuration of the encampments in the Midbar was the same as they were, as they traveled when they carried Yaakov's body back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. So I dare say, teaching us two different ideas. What's the importance of this? What's the importance of this? The first one says that their flag has got the color of the stone of their stone on the Choshen. The stone on the Choshen is on the heart of Aram, right? It's on the heart of Aram. He carried the Choshen, it was on his chest, right? He wore the ephod. On the ephod was the choshen. Attached to the ephod was the choshen mishpat. On the choshen mishpat are the stones of the Jewish people. They're on Aaron's, but it show how beloved they are, right? They're on Aaron's heart. They're coming off on Boshalom's heart. Aaron loves them as we recall, just the Boshalom loves them. So the os on the one hand, if we're saying it's reflective of the color of their stone upon the Choshen, so we can say that shows how beloved they are. So the very structure of the encampment, or the flags, the color of the flags reminds them, that's me. That's my stone on the Choshen, on the heart of Aaron HaKohen. Hashem Shliach, in the Avoda, we are beloved. That's one thing. The other thing, the second parish in Rashi, that the Os is not referring to the flag, but the Os is referring to the same structure, the same configuration, I should say. Yeah, as the way that he traveled when they carried Yaakov's body back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, that reminds him of their brotherhood. In other words, they're men's nation now. Right, with Shishim Rebo plus, that's just the men above 20. Right, we've got well over what we call a quarter million people here. We've got a lot of people. But we've got to remember, what we call it, that we are all the descendants of those 12 brothers that were the children of Yaakov Avinu. So the other os, as it were, the os in the second parish in Rashi, speaks to our brotherhood. Remember our brotherhood. Okay? Further. Okay. But not to take a look at Reina Bache. Reina Bache has a different parish than the word os. Yishal diglo, see the next citation down. Yishal diglo osos. Milashon osos hashomayim. Right? Right. Milashon osos hashomayim. The signs of the heaven. In other words, their osos are somehow reflective of signs found in heaven. V'hem simanim shiyu b'chol degel v'degel. Hayi b'degel ru'uvein tzuras Adam, remles du'dudoyim. Hayi b'degel Yehuda, tzuras Aryeh, shekeim shilo aviv l'gur Aryeh. Hayi b'degel Ephraim, tzuras Shor, kinyu shekotze b'chor Shor hor l'adar lo. Hayi b'degel Dan, tzuras Nesher.
What do you mean they were signs of heaven?
In other words, the Kav Yochol, the
they weren't lying.
Let's relax. We call it like in the Merkava, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine chariot, right in Shemayim, right? The prophetically seen chariot of Hashem. We hear about Yechezkel and Yeshayahu, etc. So those on the sides of that Merkava are an Aryeh, a lion, a shore, an ox, right? A Nesher, right? Whatever bird that is, let's say some sort of big vulture, whatever. Well, whatever, that's what they say, but I think it's more like a vulture, but okay. Anyway, it's okay. We don't have to get picky. And what do you call it? And that of a person. That of a person. Right?
Those four?
Those are on the four sides of the Merkava.
Sure.
shore an ox?
No, shore is an ox. Shore is an ox. Yeah? Right. What do you call it? An esher is the, let's call it an eagle, and make what do you call it? Moshe happy. But I think it's more like a vulture. Should we talk about football now?
Okay.
Oh, very good. Oh, that was good. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. Okay, fine. Yeah, so what do you call it? You hear?
Shore, the nest of the person. What was the fourth one?
We call it the shore. The lion. Okay? So now, those are the conceptual images. I mean, we're not talking what it calls, yeah, that are on the four sides of the Merkava. And so too the four Machanos, the head of Machane Yehuda, right? His side, well, it was talking about, but the head is Yehuda, his symbol is a lion. On his flag was the picture of a lion. On the flag of Reuven was the picture, yeah, of a person. Why? Because the Dudaim, right, were in the shape of a person, whatever, yeah? On the side of Ephraim and Manasseh, of Yosef, was the ox. And Yosef is compared to the great ox, B'chor Shoro Hadalo. And on the side of Dan was the Nesher. This Nesher appears had to have like a tail, you see sometimes what he called, like of that of a snake. Because Dan is not compared to a Nesher, but he is compared to a snake. This Nesher had like the tail of a snake. Interesting.
Why was Dan one of the leaders?
Because there are four sides, and each one has got what he called, has got its unique leader. Dan is
Yehuda, Ephraim.
Ephraim, Reuven, and
Dan. What did Dan do?
Dan is also compared to a lion. He was very powerful. He picks up the dark side of the Jewish people. There's a lot of issues in Dan, right? They had unfortunately some of Avodah Zarah there, right? But I mean, they had Shimshon. Shimshon also is an unusual personality. He's the one who's collecting stuff out of the end. They were the ones that picked up all the lost souls, as it were, the Jewish people.
Was Dan versus Binyamin when they were having that fight? Which two tribes had a fight?
What do you call it? No, Binyamin had what he called when they had with Pelegish Megiva, but that's a different. It wasn't Dafka Dan. This is really against everybody else, really. Okay, so fine. So now, so says what he called. Says the Rebbeche, Melashim Osos Hashemayim. Osos Hashemayim. In other words, the Golim had on the respective four sides. They had pictures on them reflecting the nature of the leaders of those four winds, those four sides, and those are parallel to those pictures, as it were, that appear on the Kiseh Kovot, on the Merkava, I should say, on the Merkava Lamala, on Akash Brochu's divine chariot as he conducts Hashgacha.
I thought the Kiseh Kovot was Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and David.
No, that's what he called. Here we're talking about the Merkava. Turn the Merkava. It has these, what do you call it? This is what he called the four sides of the Merkava, the four legs of the Merkava, I should say. The four legs of the Merkava are Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and what do you call it, and David. Four legs. But these are the pictures that appear, Kav Yochel, on the side. Okay? Fine. So that way, what do you call it? The symbolism over here is how lofty. The symbolism of the flags is how the Jewish people here are linked to things, in the Shmei Shemayim. How lofty we are. So if we look at the idea of that the osos are reflecting the color of our stones on the Choshen Mishpat, that reminds us of how beloved we are. Okay? Right, we're on the heart of Aaron. If it's according to the configuration, the way they carried the Jewish people, the way the Shvatim carried Yaakov back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Israel, then it shows our brotherhood. Okay, these are all concepts that are necessary for the formation of the encampment of the Jewish people. The first shot that the Rebbeinu Bachye, right, says is that the osos are, our osos over here are parallel to the osos in Shemayim. It shows we have an incredibly lofty job description. Nachon? We're beloved, we're brothers, lofty job description. Did you see my contact in any place? What do you call it?
It was on there before.
You probably stepped on it. Okay. And finally, no, he's satisfied with what you've done. And then finally, mitachin leforesh beosos miloshon bechol avas nafshecha. Loshon of os is a loshon of rotzo, what you want.
How did you do that?
Because the word avas, like we would call it, like Hashem ival, we call kivach Hashem
ival,
hey, is to want something, to want something.
And os is alavav something.
Alav tov. We say that the word os, oh, the word osos of here comes from iva, right? From iva, what they want. He talks in the first, but osos mean lashon kimo avas nafshecha. Shekin Yisrael nisavu ledegolim b'maymer hakadosh.
The Jewish people wanted, none of the Medrash brings down, that when they saw it, the whole heavens opened up before them at Maimar HaSinai, and they saw the encampments of the angels around the Kisei HaKavod, they said, we want to be encamped like that. We want to be encamped like that. There's the idea of wanting, what does it mean if we want to be encamped like that? You know, well, we want to have color war also? What does it mean we want to be encamped like that? Is the Malachi Ashores are the Shlichim of Hashem. They're the emissaries of Hashem. They carry out Hashem's will down here on earth. The Jewish people say, we want to be encamped here on earth like the Malachim, and we want to be the Shlichim of Hashem down on earth. And we want to be encamped in the same formation like they are, just as their formation reflects the job description, the shlichus, the mission that they're on, so too also we want our encampment to reflect the mission that we're on. Clearly, the mission of the Jewish people is not the same mission as the Malachi Asharis.
How did they know how they were encamped above?
They saw the whole heaven split open before them at Maimar HaSinai, and they saw the angels encamped there, and they said, this is what we want. And that's what they saw. It was a prophetic vision. You know, it wasn't like, you know, oh, look at that! That guy looks like he's from South Florida! Right? It's not what he called it. They understood prophetically. Ruach HaKodesh prophetically understood what he called it. I should have taken a Valium today. Okay. So that's what he called, yeah? Right? So now, what does that tell us? What they wanted, and it shows what our inner will is. Speaks to our inner will. Our inner will, what we really want. We want to be like the Malachim in Shemayim. We want to be encamped like the Malachim in Shemayim. We want to be the emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here on earth, just as the Malachim are his emissaries from heaven down to earth. Or emissaries to whatever you send them on. Okay? So as we enter into the story here, so we've got the idea of the Os. The Os is reflecting how beloved we are, reflecting how we're all brothers, right? Reflecting how lofty is our job description, and reflecting, right, that is our inner desire, right, to be like that. Fine. Just continuing a little bit of scooch there in the Rabbi Abache, he says in the second little paragraph there, right? He says, "Avedav havein ki kashem shahaya sidur arba degolim shvamidbar dugmas arba machano shchina kein sidur ba'atzmo arba chayos hakodesh v'chein was sidur lakol chayos shmo arye u'machane gavriel right v'degel machane yehuda lemizrach." In other words, the alignment of the forces right in heaven is the koach of the arye of the lion is associated with Gavriel. And that is parallel to Degel Machane Yehuda in the Mizrach, whose representation is the lion. Chaya Sheshma Shor, the archangel, as it were, yeah, that his name is Shor. That what he quote over there was that's the Machane of Raphael,
in heaven, Raphael in heaven, and it's the Degel of Machane Ephraim here on the western side of the Jewish encampments, the Jewish people's encampments. Chayesh Shema Adam, right, the archangel that is associated with Adam, right, that Machane is Michael,
above.
The Degel Machane Reuven Ladorim in the south, here down below. And Chayesh Shema Nesher, Machane Uriel, the Degel Machane Dan Latzafon, etc. Then he points out a very fascinating thing. All of these, all the malachim, right? These malachim, we see their names, right? All end with Aleph Lamed, right? Gavriel, right? Michael, Raphael, Uriel, etc.
Aleph Lamed.
Aleph is the shame of Hashem, right? They're shliach of the koach of Hashem, of the koach of Hashem. Fine. He points out, if you see down in the paragraph below, that the Nasi, right, the Nasi of, let's say, Ru of Yehuda, who's the chief of his side there, his Nasim is Nitanel. Once again, it ends with an Aleph Lamed. The Nasi, right, of Ruvain, yeah, is Shlumiel, once again, ending with an Aleph Lamed. The Nasi of Ephraim, his name is Gamliel, right? And once again, ending with Lamed Lamed. And the Nasi of Dan is Pagiel. And none of the other Nasiim's names end with Aleph Lamed, but the Nasiim of the heads of those particular sides of the encampment, those Nasiim's names end with Aleph Lamed. So you see, here down on earth. Down on earth. In other words, we already said the names of the angels before. We're talking about the Nasiim here of the respective tribes.
They don't have the name of.
They have this, and they what do you call it? Like Shlumiel, with an Aleph Lamed at the end. Right? Like Pagiel, like Gamliel, and Nisanel. Right? It's even the Nisim here down on earth.
Those are the names of the tribes.
Those are the names of the Nisim of the tribes, the leaders of the tribes, of those respective tribes. None of the other Nisim have got names like that. But the ones that we call it, the ones that are the Nisim from those tribes that are reflective of the parallelism between the divine chariot, Kaviyachol Hashem's Hashkacha, in heaven and the encampment of the Jewish people here on earth, those Nisim names happen to end with Aleph Lamed. Fine. Let's drop down a few lines there. It says, the beginning of the line says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's in the Rebbeinu Bachye. Still, it's the sixth line up from the end of the Rebbeinu Bachye. Right? First words on right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Heviani al Beis Hayayin. Right? Pasuk in Shir HaShirin. That, of course, Baruch Hu says to what he brought, Hashem Kaisel says that the Borei Olam brought me to the Beis Hayayin, to the house of wine. The Martev Godol Shel Yayin, to the great cellar of wine. Zeh Sinai. That's Sinai. Okay? That's Sinai. Shemisham Yatza Torah. From there came the Torah. She nidreshes barbayim v'teisha ponim tor barbayim v'teisha ponim tameh. All the possibilities are there. Just like when a person drinks, as it were, his mind expands, right? Before he keels over, right? But as he said, what he called, just his mind expands, right? And so too also the place of the Torah is called the Beis Hayayin.
That's
what I like. Quiet. The Beis Hayayin, right? Beis Hayayin. Zer Shomra Kosov, Mizos Hanishkofa Kmo Shachar. Pasuk says in Shir HaShirin, who is likened, like the dawn. Yafeh Kalvana, beautiful like the moon. Bara Kachama, clear and bright like the sun. Ayuma Kinidgalos, awesome, like Nidgalos, those what you call who are in the encampment, or in an encampment of what you call the Golim. Melamed Shaumos, this is what he calls, this is the nations of the world looking at the Jewish people. Melamed Shaumos Hayuroin Oson. The Jewish people were seen by the nations of the world. Ayuma Bidiglehem. They were awesome in their Degolim, because the Jewish people here are clearly, what are we doing? We have now become the carriage. We've become the chariot of Hashem's, Hashgacha here on earth. And the nations of the world sense the greatness of the Jewish people as they're encamped around the Aron in such a fashion. Are you rolling your son? Ayuma b'digleim. so awesome in all of their degolim. The omer lehem, and said, they say to them, shuvi shuvi ashulamis, come back, the one who has got so much shlemus, shulamis means referring to Klal Yisrael, right? Shuvi shuvi v'nechazeh bach, right? Shuvi shuvi ashulamis, that you're a dvuk of a shechin, you're attached to Hashem's divine presence. Shuvi shuvi v'nechazeh bach, come back, and we will show you greatness. We will give you greatness. Nasem mikem shiltonim vehegmonim. We will make of you leaders, yeah, dukes. Yeah, we'll make you into people of stature. Come back to us. Because the tema, vatatsechazemikalam, shuloshim svara, will make you great people. We'll make you into world advisors, right? We'll make you into whatever. Yisrael mishivim ma sechazu bashulamis, and Yisrael, the Jewish people answer, what could you offer of greatness? Yeah, what could you show me of greatness to me, the shulamis, the one who's attached to the shechina? Masrara tiknuli, what positions of power that you can give me to compare to what I have now? Kimacholas machanayim, I am like the encirclement of the encampments. Yicholim atem lasos lanu keoso kavod shahaya anan chofef aleinu. Could you give us greatness that could compare to the fact that when we are serving our job description, right, as the Zegolim, as the emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on earth, His divine presence in the form of the Anan hovers over us. Can you offer me anything that? Is it worthwhile, yeah, is it more worthwhile to be called Kissinger, right? To be called Kissinger, be a great advisor, right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or is it more important or lofty to be attached to the Rabboni Shel Olam and have His divine presence hover over your head? That's what the Jewish people answer them. Unfortunately, we see over the ages there have been plenty of people, as it were, who opted out. Right? They said, "Well, that sounds like an interesting proposition, but I'll take you up on that." Right? You look at the list of Nobel Prize winners. Yeah, in all different areas, etc. I don't know how many of them are religious. I mean, I know Professor Almond was religious. With economics, yeah, a few years ago. But of all the rest of them, I don't know how many of them were religious people, but they obtained great, great stature, right? In literature, right? In literature, in physics, in medicine, in mathematics and economics, yeah, etc. And other things, right? Fine.
Chemistry.
Physics. Okay. Got it. Okay. What do we see?
Psychology.
Okay, thank you. What's what he bit you?
The academic grant is a representative over here.
Okay. Maybe I should have printed out the list. Okay, I have Nobel Prize winners. Okay, but I won't. Okay. So we see what the encampment, as it were, engenders, showing that we are beloved. Right? We once said that from Rashi. Again, you can argue, but the Kachnirli. It shows our brotherhood. Right? So Rashi said we were arranged in the same formation as when we took Yaakov from Mitzrayim back to Beri Min Eretz Yisrael. It shows how lofty we are, based upon the Bina Bache. In other words, ours is a mirror image of the angels' encampment around the Kisya Kavod. And shows that's our innermost desire, that Rabbeinu Bachya adds as well, that the Lashon Osos is the Lashon Iva, right? Right? To want something, and that's our deepest want to do that. Question is, so what is our job description? Right? These are all, as it were, these are all the aspects, the adjectives describing, you know, our relationship. But what are we supposed to do? So says the Medrash. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'Midbar. The first Medrash in Sefer B'Midbar. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'Midbar Sinai zeu she'omer akosuv mishpatecha tahom rabba. There's different ways to understand this Medrash, because the Medrash continues on with all different types of other discussions. But because the Sfas Emes takes this as a piece into itself. It quotes that part of the Pasuk. Mishpatecha. In other words, it says, the first citation is, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai, Zeu she'omer akosuv, Mishpatecha tahom rabba. Your acts of justice, right, are like the deep like the abyss, right? Deep like the abyss. Not so easily visible, right? The abyss is not so easily visible. There's not much light down there in the abyss. And if you ever, I've seen any of these, etc., discussions by, you know, deep sea oceanographers with all the lantern fish, because they have to make their own types of light down there below, etc. They've got little lanterns hanging from there because there's no visible light that reaches those depths of the trenches there, etc., etc., etc. Okay, let's not get lost in that. Fine. Sichas Fasemis. Bamedrash, Sitkotzcho.
Should be further.
Stay away, but everything about Hashem is endless. So we just to say you wouldn't use any words whatsoever. You would just go, you have your tongue hanging out your mouth and go, because there are no words to describe it. The chodruvmiya hisahila, right? To Hashem, silence is praise, because what are you going to do? You're going to try to stop praising Him, you'll never get to the end. But in any event, you know, from our point of view, it's really quite, it's very hidden. Mishpatechat Hom Rabba. Says it's Fasemis. Kimasha Nita Na Torah Bamidbar. Right? Dafka. In other words, he says, why did the Medrash bring this over here? Mishpatechat Hom Rabba. Because the Torah was given to us when we were in the desert. Why is the Medrash bringing this Pasuk, Mishpatechat Hom Rabba, as the first citation of the Medrash on Sefer Bamidbar? Right? He says, Kimashanita na Torah Bamidbar Dafka. The fact that the Torah was given in the desert. Kedil Hamshich or HaTorah Af L'Makom Tohu. Because the goal of the Jewish people, right, the Torah was given here on earth, but it's given in the most desolate part of the earth. It's given in the desert. Why? Because the purpose of the Torah being given, right, to the world, to the Jewish people, here on earth, is to bring light into places where light is not evident, initially. And remember the Gemara in Shabbos, right, that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu going upstairs on Shavuos, and the Malachim asking, you know, like, what's this guy doing here? What's this mortal doing here? And the Moshe tells him he's coming to get the Torah. And the Malachim go ballistic, and they say, "What? This precious treasure that's been hidden away with you, the Torah, 974 generations before the creation of the world, you're going to give it to man? Man's going to drag it through the sewer." So Hashem says to Moshe, give them an answer. You know, convert them, as it were, get them, you know, to agree with you. And Moshe says, "I'm afraid they're going to turn me into post toasties, right? But the Hevel Shemapiyim. I mean, they're so pure, they'll just speak out, and that's it." You know, I'll be one of those burnt raisins in the raisin brand. Don't get the raisin brand, etc. So it's good. What am I do? Hashem says, hold on to my kisei hakavod, right? Nachzelem shuva, hold on to the kisei hakavod and answer them. The idea being that you hold on to the kisei hakavod because you can contribute. Man can contribute something to the kisei hakavod, to Hashem's throne of glory, that a malachim can't do. What's that? And then Moshe Rabbeinu starts. Have you ever been to Mitzrayim? Do you have any temptation to be over to Avodah Zarah? Do you ever have temptation to commit what he called licentious acts? Is there any strife amongst you? None of this. So Torah olam alechem. In other words, you can appreciate the greatness of the Torah. You can learn the Torah, etc. But you can't use the Torah to bring light into a place of darkness. We can. And that's the greatness of what he called the Torah being brought down to the earth. That's why the Torah was given in the Midbar. To show that the purpose of the Torah is to bring to a place of desolation, bring light and life to that place of desolation. Okay. The gam, the bottom line on page 1, the gam aminyan shaya gamkin lahayir, the chol prat. Each Jew was counted in the process of the formation of the Degolim. Why? Because to show La'ir b'chol prat, to show that there's a unique light in every individual. He achius mikol b'nei Yisrael kol echad, kol shekosav, ayin nefesh, sha'ovdim, right? Sha'ovdim, elokai, elokai, echad. The Jewish people are all one unit, and that they were all attached to Hashem, as it were, by a spiritual umbilical cord. We're all connected by one umbilical cord. We're all connected as a unit to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's where our life force comes from. To love your neighbor, right, it creates the cloud gadol of the Torah. Because that's what we all have to be attached to one another. Because like the Sforno says, when Nasim and Ishmo, between all of us the Torah will get done. So it's all like a collective effort. We're all, as it were, diverse, yet nonetheless we're all connected by one umbilical cord to Kav Yochel to Ribbono Shel Olam through the Torah. And then when we're attached to one another properly, then that works. Through the Torah, which is the umbilical cord, right? The Jewish people come one unit, because the Torah is given to us all. Torah, we call it Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morashati Las Yaakov. The Torah is given to the congregation of Israel. But Kapirud Rakalavush, the differences between us is just like an outer garment that separates us. Really, we're all one. But Lavush, right? The fact that we appear as different people, even though we're all connected to one another, we're just different aspects of the same soul force, as it were. So, but the fact that we are separate, that's just a function of like a lavush, like a garment. Sheisha kol echad ki zeh hayikavanas brias ha'adam lahayir al yedei or nishmaso gam begashmius. We need this separation, which is a function of our gashmi nature, because Hashem's rotzon is to bring light to the gashmius. Right? And the idea is to bring light to something, because in the world of souls, there is no darkness. It's all clear in the world of souls. It's all clear in the world of souls. Nachon? It's the physical world where the things are not clear. So therefore we are encased in a physical structure, because it's to that system that we're going to bring light. But then he was a step further. V'nimtza, yesh l'chol prat hesner miyuchad, v'zeh haminyan. It comes though, then, that each individual has his own unique form of darkness that he's meant to set a light, that he's meant to bring light to. Everybody's got their own darkness, right? Everybody's got their own heart of darkness, etc. Their own struggles, their own hurdles. And it's to that unique set of circumstances, combined with that person's nurture and nature, as he confronts those circumstances, as he travels down the corridor called Olam Hazeh, that is his individual job description. That's why we're all counted. Has to be counted. Because each person has a unique, right? A unique job description. We have to be all connected, because that's our umbilical cord, as we're all connected to the Torah that Hashem gave us. Right? But we're all unique, and that the light that we need to spread is unique to our set of physical circumstances. Again, the events that swirl around us and in us, our nurture, our nature, etc. Fine. That's one thing the Sfas Emes says. Then further, right? The next Sfas Emes. Right, the next lesson is. I mentioned Zeref Agav in the previous one also. Part of the reason that the Torah is given in the Midbar, another reason why the Torah is given in the Midbar, not just because to show that we are meant to bring light to what ostensibly is desolate and empty of light, but also, right, also the idea the Torah is given in the Midbar, why? Because a person can only absorb the Torah if he makes himself like a midbar. If he makes himself empty, if he's not going to, as it were, try and convince the Torah of his preconceived notions of what he thinks life and justice and love and mitzvah and wisdom are about, but rather he empties himself in a willing stance to accept Hashem's direction, the Torah's direction, on all of these topics, on the topics of everything in the world, from worldview to practical application and fulfillment and observance of the mitzvos, if he makes himself like a midbar, then it's a successful proposition. Further?
Further.
And empty yourself of all the junk.
Right. Right. Be willing to accept. Accept. I mean, that doesn't mean you have to turn yourself into, you know, fill your brain with tofu. Give yourself a frontal lobotomy. Not to sin a judgment on the Torah, but rather make yourself a midbar and receive. Further, right? The next Rasemis. Vamedrash. Vyani el Beis Hayayin. Once again, Hashem has brought me to the great wine cellar. Ayin Umos. Vidigo alai ha'ava. 70 nations are there, but his banner of love is above me, above Bnei Israel. This Avalu Degolim in Matan Torah, the desire to be in the formation of the Degolim here in Matan Torah. Ki nishmasan shel Bnei Israel, nishtalchu ba'olam hazeh, b'ina umos, v'hein b'mikre k'dei l'chavavam, ki ha'umos hu olam hazeh b'etzem b'nei Yisrael b'mikre. Right, the job description of the Jewish people is to bring light to this world that essentially is filled with darkness, as we said before. When they had the revelation at Sinai and their souls reattached to their source in heaven, so what does it say? My soul went out when he spoke. In other words, our souls left us and we didn't want to come back downstairs again anymore because we reattached. That's why we died, we expired during Mimar Sinai. Because our souls touched our source again. I don't go back down there again. Well, Ratzel Lavs with Olam Hazeh. They didn't want to turn to the east of a Medrash. Shatora Echzir Nishmasan Shal Yisrael Ba'om Yesh Lecha Oseh Simcha Ba'or Egan Shei Beis Hashem. The Torah said, what do you call it? What, you're going to experience, you're receiving the Torah and expire and leave the world? What sort of understanding does that communicate to the rest of the world? You make a party for your son and you kill him afterwards? And you can't teach the world like that. You have to finish your job. You have to finish living in the world of darkness, absorbing and broadcasting light, and eventually have that, as it were, spread over the rest of the world. He says, we say in Talmud, Torah Hashem Tmima Mishivas Nafesh. The Torah is perfect. Mishivas Nafesh, it returns your nefesh. Literally, it returns your nefesh. Because the Torah said, they can't stay upstairs, they have to come downstairs and spread the light over here. So you're going back to the goof again. It returned our nefesh. Fine. Perish. Ki al yedei Torah yesh la nefesh he'ores neshama gam ba'olam hazeh. Through the Torah, the nefesh, a person's life force here, is attached to the light of his neshama in Shamayim. Through the Torah. That's how they got the souls to come back down again, because if you take the Torah, and you live the Torah, you learn the Torah, and live the Torah, so you'll still be attached to that light, that eternal light from above, by way of the cable called the Torah. And that is what consoled, is it gave the capacity, gave the souls the ability as well to look at life differently and to come back down the stairs, yet to once again inhabit the goof. And that's why the Degolim were given. What we say in Lam Natseach, you will rejoice in your salvation. Right? The salvation referring to over here is the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us life again. Right? And in the name of our God who guides us, Nidgol, we will form the Golem. Yemalei Hashem kol mishal osecha, and Hashem shall fulfill all of your requests. What does that mean? Ki ikar mishalos ha'adam ba'olam hazeh leida man nivra. The deepest thing that a person wants to know is, why am I here? And as a person connects to the Degolim, he knows why he is here. Because again, the whole concept of the Degolim is to remind us of the methodology and the purpose of our being here. It reminds us that we have to keep in mind that we are beloved, like just like the stones, the color of the stones. Yeah, on the Choshen, they were worn on Aaron's heart. Those are the colors of our flags around the encampment of the Jewish people. We have to know that we're all brothers, because the formation of the encampment was the same formation as that of the Jewish people that carried Yaakov Avinu back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Israel. We have to know that our job description is lofty because we parallel and mirror the formation of the angels in heaven. We have to know that's our deepest will to be in that record, to be just like those malachim. As the Barina Bachi says, the Lashon of Osis means Lashon, right, Iva, to want. And then finally, in what, and what is our job description? As the Sfasem has taught us, our job description is, on the one hand, to be united through the Torah as one soul, but yet as we are in distinct bodies, the reason is, and we're counted as individuals. Why? Because every individual has got his pekel. Every individual has got his pekel. He's got his baggage. He's got his the events that he has to deal with. He's got his nature. He's got his nurture. He's got his blessings. He's got his handicaps. Right? And that's his job description, to bring light, because that's where the Torah was given in the Midbar. Right? Just the Midbar, the place of desolation, Torah was given there to bring light, right? And understanding to a place of desolation, that's what our job description is. So even though we don't have the Degolim anymore, but the concepts we have to constantly remind ourselves, how blessed we were when we had a physical existence that constantly spoke these ideas out to us and reminded us of it and embedded them deeply in our soul. But even if we don't have them in front of us now, but we have to remind ourselves of these concepts over and over and over and over again, and that's part of the preparation for what we call Mitzvah Hashem for Matan Torah, right? How lucky we are, Hashem Matov Kolkenu, right? Yeah. Okay, fine. I think that's probably enough for today. Alright. Let's have a great Shabbos and a great Shuas and Matan Torah.
And
Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, right? Chodesh. Chodesh HaShlishi. That's it. Right, Chodesh HaShlishi, we're going to get a three-part Torah in right, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, to a three-part people, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, in the third month, right, Nisan Yer Sivan, at the end of 3 days of preparation, the Shosh Zemei Hagbala, Mitzvah Hashem, should be a Gavalka Chag Matan Torah Seinu.